irreverent and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality
with Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm Priscilla Leona, and we're coming to you live from downtown Los Angeles. And it is beautiful today, as it is every day if you're not living in Los Angeles. And we are on every Sunday from 5 to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And our show, Question Reality, is about informative entertainment. And basically, that means that it's our goal to provide you with all the resources, information that you're going to need in order to pursue your career in the entertainment business. So we hope that we inspire you and motivate you and encourage you. If you're working that Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job and you're just dreaming about being a star or whatever you're dreaming about working in the entertainment business, we hope that our guests will give you all the tools and tricks of the trade and resource information that you say, hell with this, I'm going west. So we just hope that we help you do that. Of course, the bosses won't like that, and I'll probably have a hit out on me pretty soon once they find all their employees coming west, but we don't care. Now, we encourage everybody to call in between 5:15 and 5:30. We want to open the lines from that time so we can give you, if you have any questions of the panelists or the host, feel free to call in during 5:15 and 5:30. And again, when you call this number, now, if you're listening, most likely you're in front of the computer, but some people take the number with them, or they may not be have access to a computer, but they want to call in. The number is 818-602-4498. Again, 818-602-4498. And we take your calls directly. You're not screened by a receptionist or anyone. You just go live and keep the profanity at a minimum. Now, if you like our show and you found that our guest was really wonderful and helped you, we would love to hear about it on the forum. You can go to the website, www.latalkradio.com, and click on forum. And it takes just a couple minutes to put an email address in, and that's really all you need to register. And then you can start a topic and say, God, I loved your guest today. Your show's fantastic. Whatever you want to write is fine with me. Just write something nice and positive and upbeat. We will post it, and we will send you a thank you letter. So we really appreciate you listening. Now, if you have any questions for me, you can email me at Priscilla@questionreality.us, not .com, questionreality.us, for United States of America. Now, we have a very intriguing guest with us today. I have been looking forward to this forever, and you're going to love him. I've notified everyone. Emails have gone out. Craigslist advertisements have gone out. I've posted it in the LA Weekly. It's all over. So, my goodness, keep your thrills at a minimum. It is Ernest Thomas. Ernest Thomas, the one and only. Yeah. And you know, you also hear, which I apologize, I forgot to tell you, we have a co-host today.
Hey now.
The lovely, sexy, sultry Kelly Foster.
You. Oh my goodness. Wow, you're my day.
Miss Kelly Foster. You can check her website out, MissKellyFoster.com.
It is working now.
It is working
yes,
now.
It is. I called him. I said, hey, get it up.
That's right. Her website was down. Yeah. Down. It was so mad. I was getting emails because
Priscilla
she
called me every day, said, have you called them? Have you called them?
Anyway, yeah. Okay. She came on the show, and then all of a sudden I was getting emails. Her website's not up. We can't pull her website up. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh my God, let me call her. So
thank you for that.
Good. So MissKellyFoster.com. But back to Mr. Ernie Thomas. You guys may remember him from the wonderful show, Hysterically Funny. It came on, I believe, and I hope he, if I get something wrong, I'm hoping he won't yell at me, but I think it came on in 1976.
Ding, ding. Absolutely right.
What did we win?
What did you win, Jay?
It was on 76 to 79, exactly. The first one.
Oh my gosh.
And
yes.
And Ernest Thomas. I know.
I love that.
I like that. And he played the part of Raj.
Yeah, Raj. Oh, I love you.
Oh my God, he was so funny.
So good.
Thank you.
If you watched the show, you would have loved it. And if you didn't, I believe now is it available?
Everywhere. They got many episodes.
Gosh. Is it on DVD yet?
It's on DVD, but they also got 5-minute minisodes on the internet. Yeah,
what? I've heard of that.
I know, and it works. It works.
It's like gosh.
Beginning, middle, end. They it works. They got all the shows.
Yeah,
minisodes.
You can find Ernest.
You can find
all right.
So they would just go on their phone and type. What's happening? We don't
you
know.
You can go, yeah, I guess you can just go on the internet and find minisodes, but it is they have minisodes of all
wow.
the top television.
Well, we hope you're getting residuals.
Yeah.
Oh, good,
yeah.
Good.
Well, yeah, from the DVD, and then it was on TV Land, and now,
wow.
of course, yeah.
Oh, because that brings up a good point I wanted to, back in those days, yeah. A lot of stars didn't get residuals,
yeah,
right?
Such a tragedy. Yeah, they did. Mm. Thank God. I had Jerry Weinstein, God rest his soul. I was like a son to him, so he made sure I was well taken care of.
Oh, that was great.
Yes.
God
bless
him
forever.
From I guess the inception of television up until what point did they start taking care of the actors? Do we even know?
The thing about that though, the thing about that, even when we did What's Happening Now, they had to fine print in the contract where those actors, my co-stars, Fred Berry, Dee, who played my sister, Danielle Spencer, Haywood Nelson, and my wife. What's her name?
I should
Come
on.
This
is always forget their wives'
no,
names.
Olive Oil. Anne-Marie Johnson.
They didn't get,
they signed away without reading the fine print. So only Shirley Hemphill and I got. So they still try to do it. They'll still try.
I was
going to
say,
can
they? They're still trying. They're not.
They can
kind of retroactive.
They can just say no. You don't. You give up, and you just have to make sure you read that.
Okay.
And then I went back to the. I said, hey guys, you know, they didn't. They didn't read the fine print. They said, Ernie, did I put a gun to their head? And the question, didn't.
This is your first advice, then I'd say, right?
Yes,
read
the
fine
print. Yes, read the fine print.
Now, you had you brought something up. A lot of people may not know that What's Happening came back, and that was because of you. You were the Joan of Arc on that project. Tell us how that happened.
Well, you know, no one believed in the project. I mean, no one, not even the other cast members. My agent gave me up. They let my agent drop me. My manager dropped me because they thought I had really lost my mind, and I guess if I was looking in their shoes, I might have thought the same thing.
And why would they think you lost
because
your mind?
The show is over. It had been canceled.
Oh, yeah.
So they was like, there is no one in authority, no one with the power, no one with discernment or the ability to make a show happen said that was possible and that it made any sense.
Because it had never been done before.
Never. So I just went on a one-man journey. I started a letter-writing campaign. I started a signing signature campaign. And lo and behold, by the grace of God, man, you know, they said no at first. You know, they said no. There's no audience for What's Happening. I knew What's Happening. That's the president who sent me a letter. Thank you for your enthusiasm. It ain't happening. And then out of nowhere, his wife, thank God for the women.
Thank God for the women.
Bless the women. His wife told him to research it. His wife, and after he researched it, he found out that What's Happening is more popular in reruns than it was on ABC primetime.
Wow.
And then they called me and said, guess what? Sit down.
It's happening.
It's like an out-of-body experience.
Oh, my
God.
Wow.
It's nothing like it.
And then that came on from what time?
3 years. That was from 85 to 88.
And that story followed you moving out of your house.
I have a wife this time, which was supposed to be Vanessa Williams, Miss America.
Oh,
but she got into that situation and with the pictures in Penthouse, you know.
Was it that long
that
ago?
Right?
Yeah.
I remember that.
Exactly. She was going to be my wife. And because that happened, you know, Raj being all American, all that, they didn't want that. But she's a great girl.
Well,
and
I did not know it was Anne-Marie Johnson. I love her.
Yeah.
I became aware of her when she was on JAG.
Okay.
She played a love interest to that hottie guy. I can't remember his name, and he's like one of the best looking men that's on the planet. I can't remember. Yeah. She's a really good actress.
You do remember how he looked, huh?
I remember that. I often remember that between 12 a.m. and 3 a.m. Just kidding. Albert's right here. He's not like the Tampa. He's cool. We're just talking.
Hey, that's like me and Angelina Jolie. Yeah. I just saw Wanted. She just has to stand there. I don't want her to say anything.
I know. Once she opens
gorgeous.
Her mouth.
No,
I
love her when she talks, but she doesn't have to talk.
She doesn't have to do
she's
that.
She's so beautiful. Yeah. She's a great actress. Yeah, but if she just stood there, I would
enough.
Be fine
that's
with
enough.
Her.
That's enough. Yeah.
She can mime her way through the whole movie, and I pay.
Who wouldn't? Albert is an Angelina fan, too. Oh, my God. He's often said, here's a picture. Now, just put that there and then stand sideways. And I'm like,
You know what I think is interesting about the Vanessa Williams story, too, is that, what year was that again? About
85.
85. See, in this day and age, it wouldn't happen that way, I don't think. Isn't that true?
Yeah, absolutely.
People
no big
are,
deal.
Right. They're just more understanding and more free-minded.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Yes,
you know?
Thank goodness. Yes.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And I think I saw it a couple times, but I don't. I remember that the two of you were discussing something where it wasn't working out or a friend kept coming over, but I don't quite remember. But is that also
available? What's happening now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the first year's available, not the other 2 years. But that introduced Martin Lawrence.
What?
You know, because Fred Berry wanted a big million-dollar deal, which messed up his whole thing.
Okay.
They fired him. And so they hired this new kid who had lost the Star Search, and they liked him and hired him. That was Martin Lawrence.
Oh, my God.
That was his first job ever.
Do you see what we are learning here today?
Yeah.
So Martin Lawrence was on Star Search doing comedy?
Yeah.
Was that it?
And he lost.
What?
Yeah, he lost,
oh, my goodness.
You know? And,
I wonder who the hell he lost to.
Yeah, and Rosie O'Donnell lost, too.
Oh,
you know, a lot of the ones
that.
Who went on,
isn't
they didn't
something?
Win. Yeah. And he went on. So his first job ever was What's Happening Now.
What character did he come
Maurice. On? He played. Maurice? He worked in the restaurant.
Oh.
And in payment back to me, and it's only because he said I received him. I didn't, you know, have anything about him being on the show or jealousy thing.
Oh, yeah.
So he brought me on as an African prince on his show, which is one of the shows that most people, they love that show. It's one of the top shows they ever had. Was I play a Nigerian prince. And it was the funniest thing ever. And he and I working together, seeing him being in charge, you know, it just made me cry. It was really just so happy for him.
He
Long
must have been
journey.
Real young. You were real young back then.
Well, he was 20, I think, at that time when the show, it was 20-something.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
so.
He's so talented. Yeah, yeah. I was not aware of him until I was flipping the channels, and I saw he was, oh God, what show was it? It was him with the was it the Martin Lawrence show? It must have been.
Yeah, the Martin
Lawrence
show
with that's when I first came across Tichina Arnold, who played Pam, I think, the friend. I thought, and who was the girl who played Martin's girlfriend? What is
Tisha Campbell.
Tisha Campbell. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're best friends.
All of them had such
great
chemistry.
Great cast.
I could not believe how funny the show was. I watch it. I watch reruns and reruns.
I never get tired of that show.
Never.
I never get tired of Martin.
And Big Mama's House, too. I'm sorry, but I cannot. Every time I see that movie, it's funnier every time.
Yeah,
when she's delivering that baby, I'm telling you, I just can't handle it. He's so good.
Well, he is. He's a brilliant comedian. But back to you. So you were on What's Happening Now.
That was after 7 years. So that had not been done. So it was unprecedented for a show to be canceled and come back after 7 years. So
amazing.
Entertainment Tonight and USA Today and LA Times, New York Times, everyone kept coming to me like, how does it feel that you brought? So I wasn't even trying. I didn't care.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the secretary to the president told everybody, no, it was Ernest Thomas. I want to go on record that this kid came here with a t-shirt and jeans with his little treatment.
Uh-huh.
You know, bless her heart. So again, the woman. Again, it was, you know, she
Let's
made sure.
It.
Women rule the world.
Yes.
Behind every good man, a good woman. We want to hear that again. So after what's happening now, what did you do? What
then was then? Malcolm X, but that was a great man.
The
that
movie
was struggle.
Malcolm.
Yeah, it was a great struggle because everybody and their mama and their daddy wanted to be in that film. And Spike Lee, you know, usually used the same people over and over
right.
again. So I had the audacity to think I could be in the film. And so I had a friend pretend he was my manager, and he called down there, and they said, no, he's a good comedian, but we don't see, this is a serious movie.
Right.
So my friend, being the butthole that he is, he said, I'll dare you. Ernest Thomas is a TV icon. I will call all the press out. I said, a black casting agent, not a white casting agent. They love him. A black. So he said, you can at least give him 5 minutes of your time. Even if you don't put him in the movie,
wow.
give him five. Oh, so they gave me five. Robbie
Isn't
Reed,
that amazing?
5 minutes of a time. And from there.
And he wasn't even a casting. I
no,
mean,
no,
he
was an actor.
Well, see, he should be.
He's an actor. He was an
Change
actor.
Change his profession.
And that. I went dressed, and to y'all, are you
very important.
Okay.
What have I been
Good
saying,
advice.
Audience?
Yes.
You should always dress as the character if
you
possibly
want.
Can.
Yes, yes. Come in there so they see.
Good advice.
Yeah, because they don't need any time they get to think. It's over.
Yeah,
you can't give them any room to think.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so when I came in there, then she saw me.
Mm-hmm.
So she said it was going to be 5 minutes in, and went like, well. You know, can you read?
Right.
And then from there, four callbacks later, the
but
last...
But how did you know what character to go dressed as? Did you...
I knew the character
knew
I wanted.
The character
oh, yeah,
wanted.
Sydney
okay.
X. Oh, yeah, I knew the character.
Okay.
I rode on the subway. I became that character on the entire trip from there to their office, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I knew it because there was a white guy who was drinking a can of beer in a paper bag.
Mm.
And he saw me with a bow tie on. He says, you know... I love Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, is that who he thought you were? Huh?
So no, the follower, because he figured out the followers. So
oh,
I knew then that I went, and I didn't give. I was totally. I mean, I looked at him with, I just like nodded, mm-hmm. but like very serious.
Right.
And then I went, oh, I got it.
Oh.
I got it.
That was a sign.
Yeah. So four callbacks later, but
wow.
Yeah.
And then, what was the experience like doing Malcolm X?
Heaven on earth.
Yeah.
It was heaven
Why?
On earth.
Why
well, because you know, here's a guy who had such a transformation. That went from hating white people and learning that we all are the same. You know,
right.
we all believe, we all you know, we all have a heart. We have more in common than we have apart. And to have that being the position he was,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that to say that his life would be on the line.
Right.
So he made the ultimate sacrifice. And so for him being a hero, it was. And Denzel played that guy. He was so much like that person.
Mm-hmm.
He's. And he really should have gotten the Oscar that year, and everyone thought he would get the Oscar that
mm-hmm.
year.
Who did get the Oscar that year? I can't remember.
I believe it was Al Pacino, who I love.
For Son of a Woman?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was. And I love Al. Al
mm-hmm.
should have gotten it for a bunch of movies before that.
Yeah.
You know, Al Pacino was my favorite actor, by the way. But, yeah, so it was just that experience and being a part of it that I could say, this, I'm making history.
Right.
And we made history,
mm-hmm.
And people still come up to me, and they know that role. They know
right.
that part.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people say, you know, yeah, what's happening was cool, but man, seeing you on Malcolm X, that was
right.
it. So I have people that imitate that guy. I've gone into offices, and they know the lines from the scene with Denzel and I. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was incredible.
So now they got your lines, and then they've got the Raj dance.
Yeah, oh yeah, the Raj
so
dance,
just...
the Raj laugh. I know Everybody Hates Chris, the crew, they know my
That's
lines.
Right.
You know, because Mr. Omar, he says, tragic.
Oh,
That's
my
favorite
God.
Line. So the crew, you know, they have the best crew. That's the best cast so far. Everybody's Chris. They've been just
I just saw you on, God, I don't remember the episode, but it was the one where someone dropped dead and you were at a dinner table and someone dropped dead and you just got up and you said, oh, Lord, tragic. And then you went back to eating.
That's the Omar.
Oh,
him.
Man. You don't want to miss a good meal, right?
I mean, that character, it's just like,
You There's watched, no character. It's so
I know.
Unique.
You
yeah.
created a now. Did you? No, so we're gonna flash forward. No, so
Ali LeRoy. He's the co-creator and Chris Rock.
But did someone direct you into that particular acting style, or did
No. It was just you just that was a role they gave me, and I knew that guy.
Right.
So when I came on, they just said, you know, the thing that a great director or creator will do is say, you know what, I see he got it, so let me see you play with it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
How
so
much direction the did he give you, and then you...
They give, you know, it's a combination 50-50 where, you know, they'll just say, Ernie, I don't know if this line, it doesn't sound, I don't know if that, if you want to say something else, mm-hmm, what do you feel? Mm-hmm. And then he'll test it, and he's like, whatever you feel. And then you, and Spike Lee did the same thing, mm-hmm, on Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a lot of lines to Malcolm X.
Right.
It became because Spike began to, I guess, for trust me, he just said, hey, there are no lines here, but if you feel like saying something,
do they have liberty to do that?
Not a lot of times,
yeah. With the writer, how is that relationship?
It just depends on the director and the writer making that agreement early on.
Oh, I see.
How much flexibility.
Exactly. So I was really, yeah. And then I had a little... You know, I had a little trick that I would do too. I would say the line. Yeah, okay. Then if you don't like a line, I know now it's out of it. But if you don't like a line, you say the line you really want to say.
Oh, this is good advice.
And then you act real innocent when they say, Priscilla, cut, Priscilla, that's not the line. You're like, oh, I'm sorry. And they went, but you know, because they've heard it now.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, okay, let's try it both ways.
Ah!
You know, okay,
wow.
If you insist.
That's
Ernest.
A great tip for actors.
That is.
You
got
to be real humble. Even they go upset. Why are you, I can't believe,
wow.
That's not the lie.
Wow.
You stay humble.
Yeah.
And look in the eye with the saddest look ever.
Ah!
Like you're this, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're so
You're just
sorry.
Gonna cry.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of actors who tell me, oh, I don't like that line. I don't feel that it was right for the character.
Yeah.
I think this line would be better. But you don't want to get in an argument with the
That's
directors
That's it.
Their
ego
the writers,
gets to their,
right?
their temper destroys them.
Yeah.
You gotta act even then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to act
wow.
even then.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's so people who want to change your lines, Ernest just told you how to do it.
Talk about a creative process.
No.
You know, you're always creating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, when I first got out here in 75 and I didn't know anyone, it says, do no solicitation, do not enter. I would do it anyway. And I would go, and they were like,
to
can't
the
you
agents?
Read? No,
you
agents, oh, okay. Producers.
Right.
I would, and they said, can't you read? Do you see? Do not disturb. Do not. I said, oh, I'm so sorry. And I would bring it down so, and they going, oh, and that, and I said, oh, I'm just so sorry. Really, I'm just, you know, and I'm like, I'm about to break down and cry. They well, you know, it's okay. Since you're here, well, come on in. Let's talk. But you gotta respect people's. So you're absolutely right. I'm so sorry.
Look at it.
And that got me into a lot of doors.
Yeah.
But I had to crucify my ego, you know, and bite the bullet of them going off on me.
Yeah.
And most people don't want that. You don't want to be criticized. You don't want to be yelled at. But hey, this is like not a dress rehearsal. This is life.
Right.
And you better grab a hold of everything you got, because pretty soon it's over. Pretty soon you're too old.
Yeah.
Pretty soon you're looking behind like, oh, I wish I could have worked. No.
Right.
Now. Right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Knock on the door.
Right.
It says, do not disturb.
I agree with that, too. I tell people that. And then some people say, you shouldn't tell people that because you can get them in the trouble. I'm like, well, if they never try it, how do they even know what's on the other side of the door.
No,
they could be looking for you right now.
You stay humble, you won't get into trouble. If you're going to get into a combative thing and cursing people out,
yeah, of course.
But you got to go there knowing that, okay, whatever they say,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to go down. I'm going to go.
Right.
I'm going to be so humble, and the more they get angry, the more humble and softer my voice gets.
Ooh.
So even though you don't say nothing, just look at them and just stare.
So you got the part, honey.
Wow.
That happened at the Catholic. I went to a Catholic church to actually get out here. I had no money to come out here. and I needed money. I went to the Actors Fund for one. Then I went to a little church, little Catholic church, and they have a minimum. Like, they give you like $50. And I said, look, I need like $200. And I'm looking all sad. And he says, you know, we've never done that, but I just can't say no to you. And that's what, you know, and that God keyed me in on that, because I do have, that is, I am a good person.
Right,
that's
right.
So, but you got to really just milk the cow.
Yeah.
Milk the goodness so the udder, till the udders are sore.
Ouch.
I just got a visual on that.
She's I know. Kelly's in this costume. It's just so real.
Now, that's a good actor when you feel the nipples.
That's right.
Over there. My God. Yeah. So did he end up giving you the $200?
Yes. Oh, my absolutely. God. Absolutely. Because the flip side of that, you cry then, or you really cry later on when you're older, on your deathbed, and you're ready to go out of this world, and you just...
You start thinking about all the things you didn't do.
What does it cost you?
Yeah, all the wasted moments.
Wasted moments. All you had to do.
Yeah.
Knock on that door that says, do not disturb.
Right. I love it. Yeah, just try it. What's the worst thing can happen?
That's right.
You know, I always say, I don't accept the word no.
Yes.
I think of no as yes in disguise, which my mother used to say to me, oh, yeah, you'll be thinking it's no in disguise when I get that belt tonight. Oh, go get the belt. Pick out your favorite one.
No.
But I used to tell her that, and I guess I came up with that by myself when I was little, and that seems to work for me, because no could be a yes. You can always turn a no into a yes, and it's always just a challenge for me.
Yes.
Oh, they said no. Let's see how we can turn that to a yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, I've gotten a lot of the, the no's, that's another one. You got to go humble.
Yeah,
you know, and get them to turn it around.
Right.
You know, but it happens.
Yeah.
It can happen.
Right.
But you gotta, you know, again, I'm prayed up.
I'm thinking,
that's
you got all your credits.
It's God. Yeah, it's God that's moving through me.
Right.
You gotta have the power of God in you.
Right.
And all you gotta do is ask.
And that's
right?
You ask, and it's
you shall receive.
Okay, so it's done.
It's true.
So then you're just moving to, you know, to see the reality, but it's already done. It's official, but you're just making the move. You're doing your part.
Right.
But doing the footsteps and opening your mouth and the action.
Right.
That's so
and knowing
true.
That God, you're not alone. When you walk through that door, you have the majority because you have God.
Okay.
You're not. It's not like a friend with you. You got God with you.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
And you don't have to express that to that person.
Right.
Because that could piss people off.
Exactly.
They might not be it, but you don't. They don't even know. It could be the angriest person. It could be a devil on the other side of that table. Yeah. But God will make them bless you, and they don't know why.
God can be your.
And that has happened.
God can be your private dancer.
Oh yes,
I like that. You like that?
I like that.
That's right. You don't have to go shouting it to the world. I want to be your private dancer. We're going to. You know what we're going to do? We're going to take. I like that.
I like it.
We market
that's
that?
A movie.
That's
a book. That's a book.
God be your private dancer.
That's a book. That's it.
Oh, Lord.
That's a book deal. Simon Schuster, are you listening?
Hey, you know what, guys? We're going to take a break and do a commercial. When we come back, we are going to talk to Ernest about how he's just been so successful in Hollywood, and we're going to find out from him how he's able to keep himself, what I like to call, in the mix. He constantly reinvents himself. He goes out there and makes it happen. He makes parts come to him, and we're going to find out how he does it. He's told us a little bit, but I want some down and dirty secrets, because he gave us some really good stuff, and I want some more for my audience.
Right.
So we're going to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to find out how to reinvent yourself if you've been on a show, or maybe you got typecast as, say you were in Star Trek, or you were in a sci-fi show, and you got typecast, and you're thinking, God, they just won't cast me for something else.
Yeah.
Ernest has done that, and he's going to tell us how you can do it. So we're going to take a break, and we'll come right back.
Do you need a website but don't think that you can afford one? Do you dread the thought of even doing the research to find a company that you can afford? Do you cringe because you know that the person you talk to will try to sell you more than the advertised price? At Design on a Dime websites, we pride ourselves in being able to design original, professional, efficient, creative, and extremely affordable websites. Your website design will load fast, be customized to fit your needs and vision, and be presented in a clear, concise, and easy-to-read format with user-friendly link navigation. We challenge you to find a company that has lower prices and better customer service with beautiful, original designs. So, gather some dimes together and call us today at 213-687-6903 or visit us on the web at designonadime.us for your personal consultation with a very friendly representative who will be able to give you a great website that fits your budget.
And we are back. Oh, wow. What? Design on a Dime website. Isn't that
a great
service? Well, you know, I tell you, I'll be honest with you, it's my damn website company. That is my actual very first produced voiceover.
Congratulations.
I can vouch for it. That is an excellent, because you did mine.
Uh-huh.
And you did also my cousin's. Is a
That's right.
Singer.
Yunae. Oh, my God. Oh, and
songs.
He's a wonderful. YuneSongs.com.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
UneSongs.com. Calling him Une. Oh my God! And you know he's so nice. He never corrected me.
I know.
We went to lunch, and I'm going so Une, and I'm thinking, is that a fish in Japan? and then Carmella has to say, it's Une.
Yeah, like, Carmella usually is the one that corrects.
Yeah, because he's so nice. Oh, what a wonderful singer!
Yes,
Ernest has a cousin. He is an R&B star,
songwriter.
Right now, as a matter of fact, I got it. Remember, I was wondering what happened to Carmella. She's so busy. Well, she sent me an email and said that I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, he had an interview in London. He had to go to London for an interview. His music is really just spreading across the universe so fast, and rightly so.
Yes.
They just finished working on a song, and correct me again, it's called...
A Change is Here.
I believe that it was written as a tribute to...
It was inspired by Barack Obama.
Yes.
But also, you know, he always wanted to include that he did not hate Hillary Clinton. So he felt A Change is Here. It means, you know, for woman too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that was his, like Oprah said, no, I don't have nothing against Hillary. I'm just for Obama.
Right.
So, and ideally, I'm hoping that Obama chooses her as the vice president.
Yeah.
I really think that would be awesome.
I don't keep up with politics because it just frustrates me. But I was for Hillary.
And I should mention that.
Isn't this great? We can all be in the same room. She's a Barack Obama.
Yeah.
You're Barack Obama. I'm Hillary Clinton. And we can all be in the same room and love each other.
Yeah.
But we had to evolve to that point.
Yes.
I mean, do you remember the days when people couldn't even in the same room if they were for different political parties?
Oh, yeah.
They would hold feelings of animosity towards each other, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just so proud of us as human beings.
Me too, yeah.
I'm so proud of my species.
Good. We are patting ourselves on the back.
We are. But back to Une, if I may, for a minute.
Yes.
This song is fantastic. I would recommend going and checking out that website. It's unesongs.com.
Yes. UNESongs.com.
That is one of my website
Design
on a Dime websites. You know what? My website company, I named that before the show came on, Design on a Dime. I get emails from people all across the country who want me to design their bathrooms. They send me emails.
Believe me, people, you don't want that.
No, that's true.
That is not your forte.
That's true. Not my forte. But I got an email from a woman who, God bless her, and I don't want to say her name, but I want to send out my love to her. She sent me an email, and I just teared up. She said that she, her husband was getting out of prison. He was abusive. He used to beat her. She has escaped from the town and moved to another town, and she's just... her neighborhood and family pitched in and got a double wide trailer, and she was emailing me asked if I could come decorate it for her. And I thought, well, it's sad about the part that she, you know, had this. Yeah. But what, I was thinking, what the hell kind of thought pops into your mind to call Design on a Dime to get up
it
to
sounds
decorate
like
your
it's
double?
One for that you could do it
that.
All, though. It
yeah, does. That's...
It's Design on a Dime, that would be great if you could.
Yeah.
Or maybe branched out
but
and later did, because
that,
that's yeah. a great title.
Because,
that's a great
title.
But
wait, what about the woman? Don't you think that he'd see her on the Design on a Dime show?
Oh, yeah.
That's
her, not smart.
They always announce what city they're in, right?
Yeah,
oh,
that's
I
not
think
smart.
About that.
So please
it
don't.
Wouldn't be worth
if
it.
If you're escaping from an abusive loved one, don't call me to do your decorating. I'll have to. I will recommend that you go underground.
Yeah, wall to wall dirt. It's
yeah.
wall to wall
dirt.
Yeah,
I certainly wouldn't want to be getting my double wine. You know what? I there was a comedian. I watch America's Last America's Last Comic Standing, right?
Yeah.
And there was they were doing clips of all of the best jokes that were done since the show started.
Yeah.
And they brought up this one, and it says, about America, you foreigners don't understand us, but we are all about the red, white, and blue, and they just don't understand. We're about red, white, and blue, and I'm going to tell you why. Because we're rednecks. We're what most of us are white trash, and most of us are blue collar, and that's why they hate us.
Oh,
and I thought that's so
joke.
Weird.
That's
a good joke.
Good,
I like that.
Fine.
But back to Yune, you got to check that song out, yunesongs.com. A Change is Coming. And
yeah.
He's also on MySpace.
Yes, he also has a MySpace thing.
And,
like I say, he will be in England in
August. Yeah, what's he in England?
What it's going to be in Manchester, England. It's a big soul festival. They want, and they just told him, be prepared to stay because they got some other people that are interested in.
Isn't England
and then France,
yeah.
And France also called. They're actually going to review the CD. They love him. Japan wants him right now over there. And also Sweden.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
Because I had been saying, I told you, my girlfriend said the whole, I think it's Denmark, she's in Denmark. Her friend is a radio DJ on one of the stations and said they are so in need of R&B and soul music.
Oh,
they actually are having contests on all the stations saying, you know, if you know R&B artists, soul music, please send them what you have.
He got to go there then.
Yeah. Denmark,
so
Finland.
I can get paid too.
Yeah. That's right, because you are now his talent manager.
Yeah, I'm part of the management and also was executive producer of the CD, which is a great gospel song on there too, because I Won't Complain. It's the best version I've ever heard.
I love that title.
Yeah, Lord, I Won't Complain. Just that last cut, I'm telling you, even young people, we've gone to where young kids, 16, 17, with the pants half down their butts.
Right.
He sings that song, they want his autograph.
Well, he just opens
you know
his mouth and you cry.
Yeah, so he just got, that's the anointing from God. It really is. When God give it to you, it's not, no one can stop you.
I know, when we had lunch, he said he never had vocal lessons.
No.
And I was like, oh my God.
And the nicest person, he's truly my brother.
Oh,
you know, my brother passed away, my blood brother. And I think God really sent Yune. And what a great, you know.
Yeah, because that's an interesting story.
Wow.
The two of you were not cognizant of your relationship until in the latter part of your lives, right?
We didn't
just
know.
Recently?
Yeah. Well, it was about a year or so. A year or so into it. But he kept saying, he asked me did I have cousins there. And I said, yeah, I have cousins.
How did you run into him again?
We did a play, a gospel play. And he asked me to help him out, and I had helped so many people.
So you
betrayed
knew he was a relative of some. How did
no? He's a singer. He's in a play. He's in a gospel play, and he had a good voice. So I said, "Well, look, I'll just advise you. I'm not trying to manage anybody because most of the people can't be trusted. Mm-hmm. They're Judases. So what I'll do is, if I just be on the outside and advise you, then I'm not emotionally attached to it. So here are my numbers. Call me a lot. I'll get back with you."
Right.
And he kept calling. And he sent me a CD, a gospel CD he had done that's still there in Detroit. And I said, this kid got it. You know, yeah. So I said, I'm going to help. And then he came out. I said, you need to come out to LA. Sometimes he would come out because he's married. So he would go back and forth. And he finally asked me about, do I have any relatives in Detroit? And I said, well, I have Bessie and Pearl. And he says, that's funny. What a coincidence. My cousins are Bessie and Pearl. I said, well, that's just a coincidence. We're not related. So he was really pissing me off by even saying. So he says, well, let me do some research. I said, look, you don't have to kiss my butt. You don't have to suck up. I'm going to help you. That's in me.
Right.
So just let it go.
Yeah.
He went ahead and researched it anyway. He says, guess what? Bessie and Pearl, the same Bessie and Pearl.
Cousin.
And that really got me. He talks about that because I just knew. I said, and it was one in a million, I told him, that's going to be true. And it was true.
I've never even heard that story.
No, that's a good story.
It was meant to be.
It was divine.
Absolutely. And how music brought you together. Yeah. Creativity brought you together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And now he is just, he is on the verge.
Yeah, he's going to be, the whole world. Yeah.
Well, now I'm not, I don't feel bad that he hadn't called me lately. He told me he was going to call me about 3 months ago.
Oh, he's a Pisces. That's one of the reasons.
I feel so bad.
No, she's kidding. Hey, I wanted to talk about you. One of the things that I want the audience to know is a lot of people, they start working on a show, and they get typecast. Mm-hmm. Now, you were briefly talking about how they didn't see you in the Malcolm X because of Raj.
Sure.
How does one, because you have gone, you've been Raj, then you've been Raj, then you were the Malcolm X character, and now you're Mr. Omar, and every single character that you do, you make it your own. You constantly reinvent yourself. You're also a talent manager, producer, executive producer, and speaking of acting, how does one reinvent themselves over and over and over again successfully?
If you have the stamina to sleep with a top cast, people, just wash yourself up, take a good shower, read the 23rd Psalm. 23rd chapter of Psalms, ask God's forgiveness.
That's some good
advice. Ask God's forgiveness and take that sign that to get your money. And work, baby, and give to charity and change lives.
That is, well, you know, we may think he's joking, but he told me back in his young days, the women were after him.
I'm sure.
Not to mention any names, but he was in a play back in the day. And they were pawing and clawing after you. And these people are stars, and you would not believe who it was, but they were after him. They wanted to sleep with poor Raj.
Oh, married women come on to me all the time. I get it all the time, even today.
Yeah,
I get,
today.
I get evangelists. That's it, from evangelists on down. But they're married women, and they'll just tell, some would tell their husband, boy, if I had met Ernie first.
Oh,
I'm like,
oh,
don't say that.
Yeah, speaking of that, you were instrumental in so many people's careers launching. I think, who were some of the people that have hit it big that you...
Well, Giovanni, America's Got Talent now, one of the top acts, it was on last Tuesday, everybody loved David Hasselhoff, and all of them loved it. It's a game called The James Gang. As young actor, writer,
red sweatsuits doing the backflips.
No. They really like God.
The ones that were doing the 20s.
Yeah, they were doing the 20s music. The James Gang.
They were good.
Yeah, that's the James.
You
Gang.
Helped them.
Yeah.
How did you?
Well, Giovanni, I met when he was 17, and he was bugging me to. I'm not a manager, you know.
Right.
He kept bugging me. Then I said, what the God, maybe I'll try and see what happens. So then I prayed on it, and God said, well, take him to London. We took him to London. He got two offers. And then from London, we went back to New York, and then everybody from Doug Morris to Erdogan, the founder of Atlantic Records, you name it, Clive Davis, they were all after him. It was insane.
Wow.
So he was my first. Now he's found his own voice, and now he was rapping. Now he's singing. He's separate from the James Gang. He has his own thing.
Okay.
They opened for John Legend already.
Oh,
They're really talented. They've done
a lot.
They're
really good. Yeah. I saw them. I was like, wow. Yeah. And it's unique. You've never seen that before.
No.
You've never seen that before. You definitely look at them and you go, wow. You know, they have the dress. They got the full. And I love it when they come on and they've got the full costume.
Yes.
I mean, they're the part, right?
Classy.
They work hard.
Yeah.
They really work hard. So he says he's going to retire me. We'll see.
Oh, wow. Well.
I haven't received a dime yet.
Well, you know he's getting paid now. Uh-oh. So, and also, was there something with Monique or?
Oh, Monique, I gave her
Monique's
her first
a
agent.
Comedian.
Yeah,
she's
her
a comedian.
First agent. You know, and God, I can't say that I'm respond, but I definitely her first agent. Well, I saw her before she ever. Yeah. Yeah, she was at the Apollo before she became big, and I saw her act, and I went, "Oh, sweetheart, a star is born."
Yeah.
So I gave her my agent, Lynn Oliver. Lynn Oliver gave her a lot of big meetings that would help her out, and. And now, of course, she was almost in tears. She was telling someone about it. Then just the fact that I told her a star is born and I gave her an agent.
See?
From there, I left it alone.
Changes
you know?
Your life.
So, you know, yeah.
Yeah, good tidings come from that.
Yeah.
So you've been instrumental. You've done your job on this earth, Ernest Thomas. You can move on.
Well, the best is yet to come.
That's right.
Yeah, the best is yet to come. I just said, God, I just want to have an open heart and know that not to expect anything.
Okay.
Because when I got expecting things, I got disappointed. Because
right.
they all get a little bit of the big head. All of them get a little bit.
Yeah.
But, and you have to just know, some of it is youth, you know. But this elderly lady says, no, it's not them, it's you. I said, what do you mean? She says, it's your ego. She says, if God put it on your heart to do it and you see the talent, just do it and release it.
Exactly.
And you'll be blessed by God. Stop expecting flesh.
Right.
Because flesh will always, always disappoint.
Yeah, always.
Now, just like I've made it a rule, I used to loan money like there was no tomorrow. I'm a very generous person. And I used to loan it, and I thought, they're not paying me back. Mm-hmm. And I always go, well, I don't know if I'm bothered by it, but I don't know how they can not remember.
Yeah.
So then I said, oh, you know what? Instead, and I used to, because I'm human, I'd get perturbed that they wouldn't pay. Because we're not talking like $5 here. Right. We're talking like
$5,000.
Oh, wow. So, and this was in my youth. And so I decided to change my mentality on it. I said, you know what? If someone asks me for money, they'll say, because it's natural for them to say, can you loan me?
Yeah.
I'll say, don't ask me to loan you. If you need it, I'll give it to you, and I never expect it back.
Okay.
That way you can keep them as a friend, and you're not expecting them to pay you back. So you just have to change your mentality.
Absolutely.
And then you can keep a friend that
way.
But back to you, because we're almost out of time.
How
do you reinvent yourself?
Okay, because honestly, you don't have to sleep with anyone. But you do have to you have to diversify. You really do have to think out of the box. And like I said, the management thing came up on me because this young kid said, you're my manager. Well, first it was Lenny Kravitz, who was Romeo Blue.
Okay.
And Lenny, he came after me, but I ran away from him because Lenny, your father's Jewish. He got money. Your mother's going to one of the top shows at Jefferson. So I didn't understand why.
Not many people know that Lenny Kravitz's mom used to be on
Roxy Roker.
Roxy Roker.
Yes. So I didn't understand why he was choosing. Then after I avoided him, then Giovanni met this kid. Then he said, oh, you're my manager. I know you're the one. I'm like, what the hell?
Just putting these titles upon you.
Obviously God put it on them. And so then that's. So that was one thing that happened was the management thing. And then I started doing gospel plays, which gave me a chance to show a different character. So I'm usually playing reverends or deacons.
And
we sold out. I worked with Kirk Franklin for a year. We sold out everywhere. They had to put signs up. There are no more seats.
Do you remember your line? I hate to interject, but I love that you did. I don't know if you remember your line, but you did a scene on the Steve Harvey show when you were playing the Reverend Franklin, and they were getting married down in the bay. He's done so much. I always remember everything he does. He never remembers anything. Well, you were marrying them.
Yeah.
They were getting married. One was stuck behind a door, and you were marrying them, and you did your Reverend line. Give us My heart is in turmoil.
No
Reverend
pressure.
Franklin. My heart is in turmoil. What do you have? What advice do you have for me?
Oh,
you're on. You're an actor.
Man.
You're on.
Oh,
this
man.
Is called As Lib from the improv from the actor. Reverend Franklin, give me something.
Young lady, I would tell you the first thing you have to do is crucify. Crucify your ego. Let go of all that your way has not worked. Everything you've done has failed. So it's time for you to put God at the driving wheel. You get off. Take your hands off the wheel. Take your hands off the wheel right now. And let God guide you. And then cruise on to heaven on earth. Cruise on to heaven on earth. Cruise on to success. Cruise on to succeed.
I feel the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Bravo. Cruise. Snap.
are in heaven right here.
Oh, see, now that's an actor. You got to be able to turn that on and do your improv right away. So what advice do you have for my audience? Because we're getting ready to wrap it up in 2 minutes. One minute.
My brothers and sisters, and truly, I'm just a young kid. You are. Okay.
I feel young.
Gary, Indiana. You know, I come from very humble beginnings. No father. The whole welfare relief thing. Racism was, bound. But you just have to let nothing stop you. And I think that just knowing that God had my back, that once I received God and Christ in my life, that I am a child of God. So everything else became a non-reality. The only reality became God. So really nothing you could say or do could stop me. I knew that I had endless possibilities. I knew I was bound to do great things. Mm-hmm. Of course you're going to cry. Of course you're going to feel slighted. Well, of course you're going to feel less than because you're only human. But that's just a momentary situation, because you know that you can always go back and replenish your soul by going to the secret place of the Most High, and that is in the prayer room. You go to your room, you pray, and that's between you and God. You got to have a personal relationship with God, and you write, you ask God what you want, ask what you want from God. You write it down, and then soon you will, and you got to visualize it. And the more you walk towards it, the more you will see it. So I saw the success, and it's scary now, because you've never been there. We haven't had heaven on earth, and so to get what's happening, to say, I want this show, God, I want to be the lead. And to get it, I got scared. Once it happened, I thought I was going to die because how is this? Oh my God, I'm going to die. I got to be, but God, you
can't.
Hold on,
we got to call Ernest. I'm going to try to get this in because we're getting ready to go off the air. Ernest, hold on. You're on the air, caller. Go ahead.
Hi, is this Priscilla?
Yes.
Is Ernest still on?
Yeah, he's on right now.
Oh, can I ask him a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Ernest?
Yes?
We only have a couple seconds now.
But now it's clear.
That's your name.
Oh, my God. I'm free of fears, because change is almost here.
Wow.
It's so clear.
Kelly's right.
Hi, Yuna. How are you?
Oh my God.
Love.
Congratulations.
To us.
Is he in London right now?
Oh my God. Yeah, he's here. He's on his way. Okay. Will be.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I'm so happy for
you. Welcome, darling.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
We're going to be rubbing you up a little later, so when you get back from London,
we're
going to be loving you up. Thank you, Renee. Bye.
Bye.
All right. We have run out of time, but I just want to thank Mr. Ernest.
Thank you.
Have changed my life.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody. We appreciate you listening, and next week we hope you come back, because we're going to have a great guest next week, Mark Cashman from Cashman Commercials, voiceover producer. He's going to tell you how you can be a voiceover actor. And we're going to end this with Kelly. The party's just begun.
Ooh,
see ya.
All right.
What an evening this has been as I watched you. Oh, so debonair, dressed in midnight blue. Favorite part was when I caught you. You were spilling your champagne, but you stayed cool. And now everyone is gone. We're finally alone. The three of us, you and me and temptation. The party's over. Just begun. Stay here with me.